With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Communist China's Xi Jinping has presided over a huge military parade in Beijing. At his side, Russia's Putin and North Korea's reclusive dictator.
Kim Jong-un was put front and center of this morning's events, walking through Tiananmen Square alongside President Xi and President Putin. The three of them sat together, talking during the parade. It is striking to see the North Korean leader, who's long been isolated and even poked fun at, be elevated alongside these two powerful world players.
The BBC's Gene McKenzie. 8 people killed, 50 wounded in Labor Day weekend shootings in Chicago. And still, the mayor and Illinois governor insist they do not need or want federal help in fighting crime. This Friday, a new documentary called Truth Rising debuts online, streaming free to those interested in stemming the tide of policies defying traditional American values. It's produced by Colorado Springs-based Focus on the Family. The ministry's president, Jim Daly, tells SRN News the film highlights many cultural battles which lie ahead.
And, you know, there's some things going on in California and Colorado that should make every parent afraid, because they're talking about, here in Colorado, being able to take your child from you in your home if you don't agree with pronouns that they prefer to use as an 8, 9, 10-year-old. And you got to be kidding me. I mean, this is government run amok.
The new documentary, Truth Rising, releasing this Friday, is co-produced by the Coulson Center. Anyone wanting free streaming access to the documentary can go to truthrising.com to sign up. California's historic gold rush town of Chinese Camp is under siege by wildfires that have charred thousands of acres, destroyed homes, forced people to flee. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 7 points. NASDAQ futures up 159. This is SRN News. A vaccination bill has been introduced in Congress.
The legislation would bar federal funding to any school system in the country that refuses to grant religious exemptions to vaccination requirements. Republican Congressman Greg Stube of Florida introduced the measure, saying, quote, "No student or their family should ever be coerced into sacrificing their faith or jumping through loopholes to comply with a vaccine requirement. The GRACE Act reaffirms our country's commitment to protecting religious freedom." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is seeking United Nations authorization for a gang suppression force to help tackle violence in Haiti. That country has seen escalating violence, with gangs controlling most of the capital now. Kidnappings are common, and Christian missionaries are a particular target. In 2021, a gang abducted 17 missionaries, including 5 children, from a U.S.-based organization in a community east of the capital. This is SRN News. Well, here's something for the person who has everything.
A Cold War-era bunker in western England is going up for auction later this month. Built to withstand a nuclear blast, it's one of about 1,500 shelters constructed for the Royal Observer Corps to monitor nuclear attacks. Most of these bunkers now sit empty, occasionally coming up for resale since being decommissioned in the 1990s. Last year, a similar bunker sold for $64,000 in northern England. The bunker, located in the village of Hallen, is described as a unique investment opportunity. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump has announced that U.S. Space Command will be located in Alabama. This reverses a decision by the Biden administration to keep the headquarters in Colorado. And the decision ends a 4-year battle between the two states over the headquarters location. More details at SRNnews.com.